Okay? The best way you can be the best father is to never use again. Why? Because kids, no matter what, look up to their dad. Okay? And when they see you from the day you quit for the rest of your life walking in victory, and they're struggling at some point, they're going to look and say, my dad did it. He never used after he's 45. He never used after he's 35. He never used after he's 50. He had victory. He was a drunk for 30 years, and he quit. He was a drug addict. He was a meth addict, and he quit. I'm not going to be a quitter. I'm not going to be a quitter. My dad could do that after all those years. I feel like crying just saying that because I know it's true that a kid looks at that and says, I can do it. That's the best way you can be a good dad, is you set that example. That's the best way you can be, one of the best ways you can be a good brother is set that example of staying clean, staying sober, and saying, I'm not going back. I'm doing it for everybody else. When those men went to Normandy and they gave their lives, they did it for us. Okay? They gave their life for us. Didn't you give up being a drunk, being a drug addict for other people? They can give their lives, they can give their limbs. Come on. All you have to do is just give up the bottle and give up the pills. Can you give up a bottle and pills for others if you can't do it for yourself? You can be a soldier for Christ and say, I'm giving up those things that keep me from being all I can be. And I'm going to be a soldier for Christ. And I'm going to sacrifice the things that I really would like. I'm going to discipline myself. You can do it. You're not doing it for yourself. I don't care how much of a loser you've ever been. Get this. The bigger loser you've been in the past, the more you being clean and sober going forward looks different. Oh, my dad was a drug addict for a year and then he quit. Oh, well. My dad was a drunk for 30 years and he quit. Whoa. The bigger of a loser you were, the more you look awesome when you're not being a loser. You don't have to do much to look good. You just have to quit the bottle and quit the pills and you all of a sudden look good to people just for that. You don't have to accomplish a whole lot. I've been clean sober for 15 years. Wow, that's awesome. Yep, never look back. You know, you get some respect right on the spot. Just not giving in. So don't compare yourself to others. Oh, well, they gave in. Oh, they did this. They did that. It's you and God. And He's called you to live as a child of God. And you are special in His sight. And He has a wonderful plan for you. And I guarantee you, there's some things it doesn't include. It doesn't include drugs. It doesn't include alcohol. It doesn't include leaving your wife, unless she's cheated on you. Okay? Includes staying there. What doesn't include? Being a good dad if you're a dad, which means once you get to a certain point, you start texting your kids. Hey, I know I've been a mess up, but I've been clean for a year, and I just wanted to let you know. They respond. They might, you know, tell you off, whatever. That, you know, I care about you, and I've done wrong. You get humble in the sense of saying, I've done wrong, and you they forgive you, they don't. That's their business. Your job is to repent, to ask for forgiveness, you know. And it's tough stuff, and you start doing what you can to be involved. If they set you out, they set you out. It's not your job to make it work. It's your job to make an effort. So, and Scripture is interesting. Said it does not depend on man's desire or effort. It depends on God's mercy, how we make it through life. It's His mercy. It's His power. That's what gets us through. But He wants us to seek Him and to just understand you're alone. It's you and God. Forget your environment as far as determining where God wants to take you. He wants to take you to great places for you. Lord God, thank you for this time. Thank you for loving us. We look forward to you helping us all put into practice that we set our heart and our minds on things above, that we seek you and your ways, and don't look around us for other people's difficulties, but seek you for what you want us to do in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Is that helpful? Well, you know what? Thank the Lord. not what I planned for this morning.